We ask for the grace and the loving kindness and mercy of God to allow us to enjoy the life God has given us and to appreciate all that has been made available to us. Because it is so easy to take things for granted or to ignore the blessings that we receive on a daily basis. The gift of breath, I mean, we take it for granted, but it's a big deal. During my meditation, I was thinking, even the song we did, Lord, I am thine, be thou, be mine. God is already ours. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be able to sing that song. Because as long as there is breath in any soul, whether they are physical or non-physical, whether we can see them, there goes the presence of God. And all the other creatures too. So, we thank God that we know, even as we sing that song, I think that song reflects we're asking for a deeper connection. Not because God is not ours, but we want that deeper connection where forever we never feel separated from God. So I now invite you, whatever question it may be, I ask that you present those questions and let the Spirit of God guide us.
Could you talk more about the importance of the third eye, the Christ Center, why when we meditate, we're often directed to place our attention at that particular spot?
The question is, can we talk, we seek to know what is the importance, how great of greater importance is the third eye, the Christ Center, or whatever name. Some will call it the universal door. And when you actually think about it, based on what I know, what I have been taught, what those who have gone before us have spoken, it is a gateway to the universe. Because you receive knowledge and feelings and emotion through your hearts and the brain. And you send out the information that you want to know, or the call, let's call it the divine call, through the Christ Center. The analogy I can give is like the two hands. Some of us who grew up in a religious, spiritual home, we didn't really know because we just see our elders, they put up their hands and bless and do that. And you find that they do that in all different paths. And the reason for that is your right arm, your palm, which represents the masculine energy. It is not your sexual body we're talking about. It represents the masculine energy that allows things to be established. So that's why that palm, when it's raised, it sends out that blessings. And the left arm is the receptor. It receives that blessing. So when you combine both, because one without the other is half-baked goods. So it's the same thing with the Christ Center. And the more you focus there and concentrate and exclude everything else, the more your key is able to go into the keyhole and you're able to turn it and open the door. It is also a place of visualization, because if you can visualize it, you can manifest it. But the power of feeling has to be behind it too. So you need both the heart and the Christ center. With the Christ center, you can project into the universe as you claim that you are part of that universe, to bring to you what is yours by birthright, to connect to the ones you can actually pinch them because they are not physical. It is where you do the astral travel. You can go to the other planets, other dimensions, other galaxies. But in order to enjoy the power of that Christ center, each of us must nurture it through concentration. Otherwise, I wouldn't say it's contaminated. It's just that it's locked down. And we know when things are locked down, you need all the power you can to open it up. Otherwise, you can't get into the vault of the divine blessings. So it is powerful. And in different scriptures where we've heard, I'm going to translate it into modern language. If you make your presence full of that attention at the Christ center, in other words, if you really put your presence there, then you'll be able to see clearly. That's why they say, if your eyes become one, then you can see. And we've heard the songs, I can see clearly now that the rain is gone. Yeah. But it's not easily the power of it. I mean, the center itself is physically available, but the power of it, in order for us to enjoy the essence, you have to want it and you have to work for it. And it's not difficult. It's just power of concentration. Put your attention, exclude others. Even if you are not trying to make an inroad into the universe, just closing your eyes alone. Don't hurt it, you know, don't think. It's not the harder you do that you will see. You will see, even just closing the eyes alone, you can see the shadows. I don't want to call it the darkness. You can see that something is there. And you can even feel the pulse of it. So it is important in order for us to be able to know your astral self, the other side that you can see, which is here in your body, to pay attention at the Christ center. And then you can project, you can go anywhere you want. You can see whatever it is you want to see. You can invite anyone you want to see. Because if you can see it, then you can send them a birthday card, an invitation. You can send them, you know, a round trip ticket. You can even book your B&B ahead of time. You know, that's how powerful it is. It's a place of, it's a big playground. It's very delicious. But just like that, it can also be closed down again. So for those on the spiritual path, we encourage that. And don't get discouraged, because that's always the thing. People easily get discouraged because they've heard all these stories that, oh, if you Close your eyes, you will see the blue sphere, you will see the light and all, and they think I'm doing something wrong. I can't see squat. My experience is you just keep at it. Exclude other and keep looking. And eventually, little by little, things begin to appear. And then as you see things, it may not even match exactly what you've read, because that's another misnomer. They think it has to be like that, you know, the star, the blue, and all of that. We forget that whatever we hold in thoughts becomes our reality. If you just let it open the way we open according to his own way to you, you will find out, yes. And what normally happens once that place is opened is that it's not as narrow-pointed as people might think. Because when you can see things that others may not see physically, it's not that you go there and the thing say, okay, I'm opening now so that you can see. But once it's there, it's just like anything else in the physical world we have. If you open your eyes, you will see what is there. If you close your eyes, you won't see. And when you just open, it's there, then they show you what you need to see. So it's not like it has to always be this, you know, laser beam light with it, then they tell you, oh, this is, no, you open, because you are there, it's just like you're watching a movie. So that's how powerful it is, because it connects us to the invisibles. I will leave it at that. It's the gateway to the invisibles.
Could you talk a little bit more in depth about Trinity?
Because Trinity?
Because when Jesus Christ was here, he was living, it wasn't any Trinity. He was talking about God and Father. But could you explain a little bit more in mystic part of it?
So the question is, what does Trinity really mean? How did it begin? Is it real, or is it just something people made up? You know, what's the metaphysical component of Trinity? Was it there before Jesus, or did it come after Jesus? Experience has shown that Trinity does exist. And it is not an appendage to Jesus the Christ. For Christians, yeah, that's the way they got it, that, okay, Trinity has to do with Jesus. Before Jesus, Trinity existed. Because without that, none of us would be created. Because the true, let's say the entity we call God, and I'm speaking from a place, is unknowable in terms of the true essence of God. What we all ascribe to and hold is the other part of God that comes out. And that part of God that comes out is what you can call the Trinity. Because within God itself, you remember we're just talking the right and the, yeah, it exists. The female, the male energy exists. That's how God wanted it. And it's not like, you know, they gave it to somebody, it's your project, you are the project manager. Okay, now put this thing together. That's how God wants it. And when God wants it, that's how it is. So to me, I always feel it's amusing when you talk about God the Father, God the Father. Where, if the Father is there, the Mother should be there. And the fact it is there. Even when you ask, when that soul has attained the oneness again, The reason I'm using the word again, because that oneness is never lost. The purity of the spirit that we're created in remains there, whether we blow up ourselves or not. Whether we compound on ourselves and we are filled with our ignorance that we are separated from God, it's not. That purity is there. And because that purity is there, you find out that even when you are like Jesus or Babaji or any of them, they can use whatever energy they feel at that moment. Sometimes they act the male energy, the father energy. Because you actually need that to sustain things. The male energy is the one who sustains, who say, okay, this will keep it on. But you cannot sustain anything if you didn't create it. What are you going to sustain? And that is the female energy. So sometimes you see them in their holiest, depending on what they want you to hear, you see them as the female energy. They are in that essence, as the male energy. But beyond that, because beyond that, then is the Christ energy. Call it the baby energy. So it existed in all spiritual path long before Jesus came. Because some will say, let's use the Hindu religion. Shiva, boom, represents the male, you know, the father energy. Brahman, because the creator, represents the female energy. Vishnu, you could say, represents the Christ, the maintaining energy. So that's the Trinity. And that existed before Christianity came along. And that's why you see the trident that some of the those who have committed themselves, you know, call them saints. When they hold that, it represents the Trinity. And let's use our own cosmology. I didn't say cosmetology now, I say cosmology now. The sun, the moon. But where did those two come from? Male, female, where did it come from? It comes from the stars. The sun and the moon are a reflection of the star people. That's why some of our invocations, we say, we thank the, you know, the loving star people. So without the star, there'll be no sun. There'll be no moon. But the last time I checked, I don't see the sun saying, well, I'm better than you, sister moon. No, because they came from the same, you know. So you could see the Trinity even already existed there. You could say this is the star. It represents, you know, the infinity of God. And then it devolved into the sun and then into the moon. And without those, this earth that we think is so, is a big deal, nothing will happen here. But in order for us to even understand the essence of the primal energy, which we call God, because that's the only way you can even think about it. Without it, there's no other energy. So it has to be reduced, devolved, for the human conception, to be able to conceive what God really is. That's why for some of us, we chuckle. We're talking among ourselves, some who like to be braggers say, oh, because they say, will we invoke this angel or this? And if he's not acting the way we want it, then we will say, look, God will beat them up. or something like that. Or I restrain you by the power of God and all of that. But once you become aware that that's not the way God operates. I mean, we put our human projection into things. I command you to do this. No. Who are you to command anyone to do anything? Now, if you are resonating in your higher energy, maybe, but then you will learn to show them some respect. So the Trinity is something that is binding to us. Even in our own physical body, the top of the head is the pinpoint. You could say that's where the power of God is, represents God. Then you can look at your shoulders. If you go like this, they form a triangle. Now, if you want to do the heart one, that's the pinpoint too. And if you go like this, and when you look at your, what's this called? Your hips, it forms a triangle. Starting from the heart, you know, it forms a triangle. And then from the sacrum, right by your belly button, that's another, and then you look at your knees, it forms a triangle. I mean, there are so many things in the body that you can see. Even you could use the medulla as the point, and then you go to your waistline, it forms a triangle. So the Trinity is woven that they are not separated, but one power feeds the rest of them. I'm glad in Christianity they feel God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. What is Holy Spirit anyway? That's where I chuckle. Because you cannot have wisdom. They said the greatest gift, the first gift of the Holy Spirit is wisdom. And where does wisdom come from? It comes from the Creator who created everything. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit represents the Divine Mother. Because without that, things cannot be, birth cannot be given. And that's why they say, it descends and people go, oh, you know, Mother is here, Mother is here. And even in Judaism, which is the precursor of Christianity. Yeah, even when they talk about God, you know, God the Father, God the Father, God the Father, God the Father, God the Father. How do they sustain themselves? You will find that in the communication from God to them, is always about offering things from the earth, right? So that they can, and what is the earth? That's the Divine Mother. It gives birth to everything. And if you look at all the prophets of Judaism, even Islam, where did they get there? How did they first feel the presence of God? Like Moses, the first time I felt the presence of God, wasn't it the burning bush? Take off your shoes because where you are is a holy ground. And what we understand is that Divine Mother, that Holy Spirit comes in the way of flame, isn't it? Even they understand that. And if it's Elijah you want to talk about, it's not like they just see God. Usually they hear something comes that gets their attention. And why is it that God always sent the Holy Spirit? Because he's the one who gave birth to us. So we're very familiar. One thing I learned in this work is that spirit will come to you in the form that you can relate to. Otherwise, we'll all be scared jibbies. Now, I don't know for those who watch Star Trek and Star Wars, maybe spirit comes to them, these funny creatures that they hear. If I didn't know about that, I'd be scared just seeing those creatures, you know. So spirit will come to us, and sometimes we think, oh, this is our father, this is our mother, oh, this is our ancestor. No, that's the divine spirit coming in the way that you can relate to. And that's how it has always been to all the prophets of any religion. So God brings God's self down a notch or two, or you know, where we can easily relate. Because whatever you are scared of, you will not be able to pay attention to it and hear it. Remember in the book of Daniel, when the angel showed up and Daniel was like, peace unto you, don't be afraid. Then he's like, okay, now maybe I can listen. Because if you're afraid of something, you just want to protect yourself. You don't know if you're going to die from that. And that's why they say nobody really knows the true power, the true essence of God. What we all feel, even according to the same, is what God projects that has come down. So the Trinity does exist, the Father, the Mother, because that's the best way we can relate to God. That's why God made it like that. And then the Christ, you know, we are the babies. And in each soul, that Christ is there. And if you nurture it, then you will see that you are part of the Trinity. So the Trinity existed long before Christianity. It has always been there. And it will continue to be there. Does that make sense? All right, let's bring this to an end. To a close. Beloved, we thank you for your grace and the wisdom of your truth. May it sear our mind. May we always know that we are not separated from you. And may we continue to celebrate the Trinity, not only in ourselves, but in all creation, knowing that we have the key that unlocks the door to the universe. May there be peace, prosperity, and joy throughout the world. In Christ's name, and so it is.
So it is.